Hi, welcome back
Hi.
to the monologue. We
Hi.
normally cover, themes of Mike Flanagan, his work, et cetera, but we decided that we're going to veer off, still Mike Flanagan themed, but we're doing something a little different today. My name is Cecilia. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Kelsey and Riley. Say hi.
I'm Riley.
Hi, I'm Kelsey.
Yeah, so today we decided instead of talking about a theme or a work that Mike has already made, we decided that wouldn't it be fun to pitch projects that we think would be fun for Mike Flanagan to do?
Yeah, let's make him adapt some ridiculous source materials. Let's do a Flana pitch.
There's an emphasis on the funny.
Should we start with who probably has the messiest pitch and go to who thinks they have like a pretty solid thought out pitch?
I have a very messy pitch because I don't know a lot about the source material, so I'm hoping you guys can help me fill in the blanks because we came up with this game, I think, yesterday. We haven't given ourselves a lot of time to prepare, which I think is part of the fun, but I was having a little trouble coming up with a title, and my girlfriend is the one who actually suggested this, and she is at the grocery store right now, so she cannot help me. Would you like me to start my initial pitch with what I do
Yep.
know?
Yes,
Yes.
please.
Okay, imagine it. It's 1939. You're in France. You're an orphan. You're shipped off to boarding school to live with the Catholic nuns and 11 other French orphans.
I see
See
where
where
this is
I'm
going.
It's
see where I'm going?
1939.
It's 1939. You're in France. You
Wait,
go
is this
and
really?
it's that little redheaded French girl, Madeline,
Madeline?
the orphan. Yeah.
Where my dog's name comes from?
Wait, this takes place in Madeline takes place in 1939?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's when the original book came out. The like first edition of the book. It came out in 1939 by who is the author? Ludwig Bella something. Beethoven. Actually Julia just walked in the door, so she might be able to help me more. But yeah, okay, I just found out what the plot of this original Madeline book is for the first time today. Apparently, Madeline, the orphan, hanging out, chilling with the nuns and the other orphans, she gets a bellyache, as you do as a 10-year-old orphan or whatever, and then they have to call the doctor, and he's like, "Hey, we gotta take Madeline to the hospital. She's having appendicitis. She's gotta get that shit taken out. Take her to the hospital. Everything's good." The kids and the nuns come to visit the hospital, and they're like, "Oh man, what happened?" And she's like, "I'll show you my scar if you guys give me presents or whatever." And then the next night, when Madeline's discharged from the hospital, goes home and, or no, they go home that night without her. And then the nun hears the kids like being disruptive and whatever in the one big room that they sleep in together. And she walks in and they're all like, "We want scars too. Take our appendixes out." That's the
I
real
vaguely
plot of the
remember
book.
this.
I didn't change anything. That's a horror story already. I want to see that.
It is. I vaguely remember this. I've
Fucking
somehow moved it out of my
terrifying.
brain. But yeah, that is real. This
That's
sounds so much
crazy.
weirder.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, I thought when they were explaining what the plot was that this was like, okay, here's the creepy, scary plot that we can turn it into. But that was just the originally written text. There's so much potential there.
I mean, given that it's a year before Germany invades France, it really sets a
So an
backdrop.
ongoing series, and this is how we'll kick it off, with haunted, possessed orphans who are trying to cut their organs out, and then it leads to
They
Nazi
become wartime
violence.
doctors.
Oh, God! It's all coming together. You're a genius. Julia, would you like to say hi and take credit for the idea that you gave me?
goes my
Bye.
Idea.
Thank you.
Well, I watched the Madeline show. I don't remember what it's about, but I do remember what the movie is about, and it's about sweatshops.
Is it? Is there like a live action movie, or is it like a cartoon? Okay, I don't remember there being, because I think in my mind I always switch her around with like Eloise in the Plaza or at the Plaza, but that's way more modern. And that's like in New York.
I think the movie was like she gets adopted by a lady. But then the lady owns a sweatshop, so she's just adopting orphans to work in her sweatshop. And
that's absolutely a horror story. See, this worse. Could be like a trilogy of horror Madeline lore.
Man, who are we casting?
Okay, so my casting, because we needed a redhead, and I love her in Becky. She's a little chaos demon in that. So Lulu Wilson as Madeline. I think she might be like aging out of it, so I think we just missed her, but that
CGI, it's fine.
We'll just de-age her back to a 10-year-old.
Yeah, AI.
And then I would love to see Kate Siegel as a horrified nun that like walks in and finds these kids chanting about wanting to cut their organs out. I just think Kate could play like a really good like give us a really good facial expression while that is happening.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like a single tear, kind of terrified. Yeah. You know, as for the other roles, I don't really know them. The doctor, maybe we throw Rahul Kohli in there just because he'd be cute as a doctor. He was on the iZombie show. But yeah, otherwise, I don't think we need a very big cast for that.
Find a lot of kids.
Oh, we just grab them from the Hill House kids, the Bly kids, everybody join in.
I think they've all aged out, though, because Violet was the youngest, and she's like,
oh, God, she's like, yeah, she's a teen now, I think.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we gotta get a fresh crop. But yeah, I think that now that I've learned about the horrors of French orphans, that's my pitch. I think it could work.
Wow. Okay. And if you get more than one season, can explore what
the lives of all the orphans.
So many more orphans.
Oh no, I hope not.
Things I was not expecting to hear when I woke up this morning.
But that's my chaos. So who would like to pitch to me now?
I could pitch. Mine's really half baked. Like I was mostly thinking of like what is something that I just want personally in my life that I love. Why don't we have like a nice gritty reboot of the Leprechaun franchise?
We love him. That Leprechaun from the first movie, that's my boyfriend.
I have no idea who we would cast. I mean, I feel like it would be a crime not to cast Warwick Davis, but it's also like a different... Yeah. It's going to be like a different property, so does it make sense to cast him in a role or just have him on as like a producer?
I feel like at this point that he just is that Leprechaun, though. I don't know.
Okay.
But
I want it to be about real Leprechaun mythology.
Oh,
I want it to be set in the 1950s. At like the height of like American consumerism and American advertising, because I think like talking about like in a Megan style where you're talking about like how advertising just kind of like corrupts things. The 1950s is a great decade just because I feel like it's very topical, because that's when everyone thought America was great, and like even in the 1950s, like there was still a lot of hatred for the Irish. I just remember my mom always tells me, like, you know, it was like a big thing when like JFK got elected in 1960, because there was a lot of like people who hated Catholics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Catholicism, that's a big sell in your pitch.
Very sell. Mm-hmm. I figured Flanagan, Irish, very fun. An Irish,
I also went,
mythology.
Yeah, with a nun theme, and you let's get those Irish Catholics in here.
My suggestion.
Yes.
To make it funny. So instead of like going with like Warwick Davis or someone like that for the Leprechaun, I say you go the reverse and you cast like Rahul as the Leprechaun.
He's like
somebody 6'4". Really tall. all. Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. But do we, like, is everyone else that we cast really, really short to make it even more of an optical illusion? Everyone has to act, but on their knees. No. Oh, that sounds... No, not like that. No.
Oh, no, I didn't think that. I just visually imagined everyone
running around. I didn't think that either, but now that you said it...
Well, that...
That definitely changes the flavor of the property. But yeah, I don't think... Like, I don't even remember... Like, the last Leprechaun film came out, I think, something in, like, the 2010s. But I don't think it was good.
I don't know if it was connected either, because... There was that, like, Leprechaun Legacy, I think, but I don't know if it was a reboot or if it was a sequel or what was going on. So I think they've done that a couple different times.
Yeah, but, like, Leprechaun is such a funny, like, on purpose, like, campy funny, it's, like, especially the first one. Like, it still has horror, but it's also very funny, so I think
so good.
It is really scary. Interesting.
Yeah. I think it. There's also...
The whole idea is, like, leprechauns grant wishes, so very easy, you could do a monkey's paw thing.
Oh, but yeah,
that's silly great. Wishes and, like, silly consequences.
Oh, no, sorry. There's so much chaos going on over here. Now the cat's playing with the grocery bags.
It matches the theme of this episode. It's fine.
Just chaos. Oh, God, the naked cat's going inside the grocery bags. God, I wish I could get that on camera.
Yeah, that was pretty much my funny idea. But the more I did research, the more I realized, like, from a mythology standpoint, you could actually do a really interesting take, because the Scots and the Irish, when they came to America, a lot of them moved to Appalachia, and a lot of the Appalachia folklore is very similar to, like, Irish folklore, so I think there's a lot of crossover. But that would be a more serious, not, like, funny take. But we haven't really, like, seen a lot of, like, Appalachian, like, folklore-y horror movies, and which kind of surprised me, because the Wendigo isn't really Appalachia. Okay. Like,
as someone from Appalachia, do you have opinions on this that you'd like to share?
I agree. Appalachian representation.
Yeah. I work in Appalachia now.
What is considered, is it West Virginia?
Is that West Virginia. What part of Ohio is it? Is it the southeast?
Mahoning County, Columbiana County.
Carroll County. Where we grew up is just outside of what would be considered Appalachia. So, like, the county over would be.
We were so close!
County over and south to us would both be. So I work south now.
Where's, like, the Mothman statue and all that stuff? Is that in West Virginia?
Yeah, it's in Point Pleasant, yeah. West Virginia.
Yeah, Mothman's cool.
Has there ever been a Mothman movie?
I think yes, but not a good one. I think there have been some, like, found footage ones. Richard Gere is Mothman? The Mothman Prophecies. Richard Gere is the what I'm getting.
The only one. But I don't think there's been any, like, super notable ones. But also, like, Mothman doesn't really do anything. It's mostly just, like, an omen that bad stuff's gonna happen. And then a few years ago, people were like, we think he's living at the Chicago airport.
So if you want... Wait, what? Why?
I don't know. People started seeing him at the Chicago Chicago O'Hare, and they're just like, he lives there now. Like, what?
Was it a guy in a costume, and you guys are confused, or...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's bizarre.
But yeah, we should bring back Leprechaun.
Yes, and I think there's something to be said about the one in space. It is good. It is crazy. Mike should go to space. That's my final thought on your pitch.
Well, and then Kate will get her space movie, so.
Kate needs a space movie so bad. I want to see it so bad.
Going back, I just thought of another Ooh. Crazy movie yes. idea off the top of my head. This is not the one that I came into this with, but going off the airport... Red, what's that airport that people think
the Denver airport?
Denver.
Yes,
it's so, like, scary, that big fucking horse thing,
Lucifer.
Oh my god,
we need, like, a Denver, like, so okay, the way that Eric, my fiance, and I approached this task was, okay, Mike Flanagan is known for taking things that you don't think would work as an adaptation and making them work. So we approached it as like, what would be the most ridiculous thing that like we absolutely do not need a movie of? And then he could do that. So the Denver we need a movie on the Denver airport. I don't even
Yes.
know what it would be about, but
I
like
love
that's something
this.
that you would never expect. Okay. And then well, we can talk about this and then I'll tell you the other
Yes,
two
yes, yes.
ridiculous ones. Okay. So if there was a movie or an adaptation, I guess, of the Denver airport into a movie, what do you think it should be about?
I have an idea immediately. I want
Okay.
it to be like a vlog style found footage of asshole YouTubers doing some kind of like bad prank thing or whatever at the Denver airport, and then all of the haunted bad stuff, karma comes back around and gets them. Put Logan Paul in the Denver airport and then fuck with him.
I like this. That's very similar to in Halloween Horror Nights. There was a house in 2019 called Graveyard Games, and basically there's like this troublemaker boy, and he's trying to convince this girl to go into this graveyard for must be Halloween because it's Halloween Horror Nights, and he intends to like scare her and pull all these pranks on her, but then the actual ghosts of the people buried in the cemetery like find out and then they
Nice.
just come after him instead.
Oh my God, that's so much fun. I feel
It's
like that
great.
could be almost like the same tone as like a Deadstream kind of movie where it's just like, here's a bunch of ghosts and ghouls and we're gonna beat the shit out of this annoying guy. I love that.
And I feel like our
That's great.
society at this point, like we're kind of getting annoyed with like the like obnoxious influencer trope. And so I think people would really enjoy seeing like some characters like that get their comeuppance or whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
I think
Ugh.
going back to the Denver airport, I think you lean hard into like Dr. Strangelove vibes. And you just focus on the corrupt corporate elite and like the 1% and
Oh.
about how they I almost feel like I don't think this is Mike's style, but like a funny mockumentary of like them all trying to work together to control the world from the depths of the Denver airport.
Oh, that remind what's that? I think it's New Zealand, that Wellington Paranormal. It almost sounds like that, where it's just like everyday police officers going, but then they deal with just paranormal stuff. And it's like, oh, the ghosts are clogging the toilets at the mall again. But it's
Is that
like
a
that, but
TV
at the
show?
Denver airport. Yeah, it's on HBO Max, I think.
Oh
Oh,
my
I've
God,
never seen it.
I need to watch that. We spent like 3
Yeah, it's
weeks, I
really
think,
funny.
in Wellington, so I need to see that because there might be people
Oh,
that I
yeah.
recognize.
No,
Okay.
it's really funny. I've watched the first like 2 seasons, but that's like the vibe that popped into my mind when you were describing that. Whereas like the bureaucrats trying to reason with like demonic forces.
Yeah.
And then there'd have to be, some monologing because you can't have a
Oh,
Flanders
yeah.
thing
Well,
without
they're all
monologuing,
evil,
so.
so they're all evil monologuing all the time over top of each other.
Oh, so it's like being in hell. When you're at the Denver airport.
Yeah.
Okay, just the sensory overload itself would
But
kill
it's
me.
because it's the Denver airport is built on top of the first airport. So there's a bunch of like underground tunnels and stuff. So I think they could just like work under there and be really nondiscreet when they come back up into the rest of the airport, like in billowing robes, kind of like what we do in the shadows.
I love that. That's hilarious. I feel like, yeah, that would work as a very fun, like, horror comedy. There need
Yeah,
to be more, yeah.
so we took something, some random icon that like you would never expect to have a movie be made about it, and now we have like a half-baked pitch.
It's great.
I think it's coming along great. This is the best writer's room I've ever been in.
So I think I'm gonna save Eric's for the last because I feel like his is the most random.
Okay.
So my thoughts, which we're all millennials, right? We're all in the same
Yes,
generation. So
91.
So this movie that I'm about to reference, you've probably all seen or at least know about. So I was trying to think of movies from my childhood that absolutely do not need an adaptation or a sequel. And the one that I settled on is Spice World.
Oh my gosh, yes!
Okay, I was not Spice
Girl. Aliens, Space
you
Girl.
Were. Oh, they go to space? I've never seen it.
Aliens come down, right?
Yeah, aliens come
there's
here?
There's aliens that come down, but then it's like, and you think it's going to be scary, but then you they're Spice fans, and that's
fans.
Why the aliens came down. Yeah, they want a picture.
Oh.
And so there's a lot of, like, spoofs on, and then there's, like, that one where they hear the noise in the house, and it's the paparazzi guy that, like, somehow is, like, coming up through the toilet to try and get a photo. And so there's like, a lot of, like, spooky moments that are, like, spoofed in that movie.
That is terrifying. I might have to finally watch this because I never cared much about them. I know that Cecilia did when we were in elementary school. But I feel like that could be a very interesting, like, even the aliens have parasocial relationships now. They're invading to meet the Spice Girls.
Do we bring the Spice Girls back? Like, is it the same cast? And, like, we talk about what their lives are like now?
So, like, my thought, so when Eric and I were talking about it, was you cast, like, Planiverse regulars as the Spice Girls. So we were trying to figure out, like, who would be who. And then I just, like, we couldn't figure it out. We got really, really confused. And at one point I thought I had all of them figured out except for, like, Sporty Spice. And then I was like, oh, but where would we put Kate? And then we're like, well, she doesn't fit there. And then, so I don't know. I think she would be Posh Spice. Because
I was thinking Posh too,
because
she's, like,
yeah.
High fashion.
And then in the movie, Posh has these, like, really great deadpan lines. So, and I can see her doing, like, really good one-liners. And then Eric suggested Victoria Pedretti for Baby Spice, but I think that's just because she was blonde when she was Danny. I don't know.
I actually thought that
innocent.
Well, and I thought that too, because if you are a fan of Kacey Musgraves, she did with, I think, her last album that came out a couple of years ago. They did, like, a music video movie thing, and Victoria's in it as, like, just a kind of, like, mean hot girl. But she's in, like, a pink outfit that's, like, kind of skimpy, and I was like, that would make sense for Baby Spice. What are they? They're scary?
Well, Ginger, scary. Would that just be Sam?
Ginger
yeah,
would...
But
yeah.
But it's Samantha Sloan, that would be, like, just too... I feel like that would be too obvious.
Too obvious.
So we could make her Scary Spice. She plays a great, scary, intense lady.
And then
that's
we need
true.
To, like,
if it's a character, put her in, coach. That's
yeah. And then we need to
cat.
Randomly put... We need to randomly put, like, Hamish and Rahul in there just to make it funny.
Well, maybe Hamish can be, like, they're very serious... No, he can be one of the girls, and then Rahul can be, like,
the manager
who's just trying to get them to, like... Please, girls. Oh my god. I feel like that
there's
was
a ginger. Lot of, like, I guess Samantha Sloan if we're just gonna, I don't know.
Put Molly C. Quinn in there. Let's get a fresher face. I love seeing her on that Scare Tactics reboot. It's so fun. They could never get me because I'd be too excited to see her.
Yeah, it would give it away if I, like, went to some situation and be like, what is Molly doing here?
You're
wait,
like,
is
Molly
Scare Tactics?
Oh, no. Now anytime you see her, it's going to be like, oh, God, what's she going to do to me?
So in the movie, Meatloaf is their bus driver. So
wait,
then,
put me in, coach. I want to play Meatloaf the bus driver. Those are the two things I want to be in my life.
Meatloaf and a bus driver.
Yeah. I'd be a great Meatloaf impersonator. You guys, you don't see this, but
what if we make
big boy
Samantha Soyan Scary Spice, and then make, like, Tiana Miller, like, Ginger, because she's got that leader presence. I feel like she could be a good leader character.
Okay, yeah,
like
that would work.
I love that, and I love seeing her in things. So yeah, do it.
Okay, that fits. And, like, there is, like, decent amount of monologuing. Like, there's, like, that scene where, like, they're on the stage and, like, the manager is like, you need to rehearse. And they're like, no, our friend is pregnant. We have to go see her at the hospital. And then, like, Ginger has, like, that whole monologue about, like, why family's more important than performing. And so there are quite a lot of moments for the Flanagan monologue.
Wow, this is perfect. This is a great pitch.
I'm going to have to watch this movie. It sounds like a great call.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be Meatloaf, though, you're going to be in it, so.
Well, that's true. I'll read the script then, I guess.
Okay, are we ready for Eric's pick, or do we have more to discuss on that?
Oh, no, I've got nothing to say. I've got to watch the movie.
I think the last cast is Katie Parker as Sporty. That's my last cast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Yes.
And then the whole cast. Yeah. We got all the girls.
Comes together.
Love those girls.
All right, so.
Last pitch, let's do it.
The last one. So, this was the one that I thought was the most out of left field. I hope I didn't hype it up too much. So, Eric's thought was, again, taking something that doesn't need a movie, that you would never expect to see a movie made of, just a random everyday object, and see what Mike does with it. So, he pitched an adaptation of the board game Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we love Sorry. Okay.
Because there's no backstory. Like, we were trying to think of, like, board games, and we're like, no, because, like, Monopoly, that could kind of be, like, Wolf of Wall Street, and, like, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, it would need to be, like, a boxing thing, but we're like, sorry, it's just these, like, colored, like, pieces of plastic that are moving around a board, and he's
but
like,
you,
they,
to go
you
back
could,
to
you
home.
Could, yeah, you could have like the red piece could like bump the yellow piece back to home, and then it could like monologue about like everything that it took to get it to do it. I don't know.
Great, I know. It's about how as millennials we can't afford anything, so we have to keep moving back home. So every time we think we move out and get further on, we have to go back home.
Go all the way
or
back.
Like the parents are sick, so we have to go back home to take care of them.
Oh my God, it's a beautiful, haunting family drama. I love it.
So it's a commentary on what it's like to be a millennial in today's society.
Oh my God. Yeah, it does. It's a lot of one step forward, 11 steps back. I feel like this also could turn into some sort of, I don't know what board game company makes Sorry.
Is it Hasbro or is it Parker Brothers?
I don't know. Who makes the Ouija board, though? Because we've got a Ouija board movie. This could turn into like a Mike Flanagan board game universe.
Board game universe.
Candyland. That there's something going on there. There's a whole guy made of mud.
That was the one that I suggested, and Eric said, no, that one kind of already has, like, established characters. Like, with Sorry, it's, like, just this, like, hunk of plastic.
That's true. It's like, this one is green. What is his personality based on that?
Hasbro owns Sorry.
Okay, is Hasbro Ouija or is that Parker Brothers?
Hasbro!
Oh!
This could work.
I mean, Mike did do Ouija Origin of Evil, so it all...
Yeah.
It all... comes
this,
together.
This could work out.
Hasbro also owns... Oh, go ahead.
What would we call the Sorry movie? So we've got Ouija, Origin of Evil.
Oh, okay.
Should
so then we
make
a Sorry colon something?
Does
yeah,
Sorry
I don't know
take
what it would
place
be,
in the Midwest?
Yes, always. Everything should. Go on.
Who says Sorry a lot?
Ohioans.
Or like Canada. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Canadians.
Oh, yeah, Canadians.
Canadians, eh. Okay.
Yeah, so Sorry, Hasbro owns Scrabble, Life,
oh, I love
Pluto,
Scrabble.
Battleship, Candyland, Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh, Rest. That. Hippos are terrifying.
There was a pitch for, or like, I think somebody was trying to make a Hungry Hungry Hippos movie at one point, and then I think it fell apart because I haven't heard anything about it. So, after the Barbie movie, like, people were like, I'm not even kidding, like, after the Barbie movie, people were like trying to figure out how to make backstories for other toys.
I mean, yeah. Raggedy Ann's got a pretty good one in that Annabelle series.
And Clue or Cluedo in England already has.
Oh, movies. Is that what it is? I was about to say,
yeah,
what
it's
is
the
Cluedo?
Same... It's the same board game. They just call it Cluedo in England. Maybe other countries. We might be the only country that calls it Clue. I don't know.
Well, Clue already has the perfect adaptation, so why would anyone fuck with that?
Yeah, but so not that one. That's a long list of games, so...
Oh, yeah. Tons of potential. What did you say?
Don't Wake Daddy.
Do you remember Don't Wake Daddy?
Oh, yes, I definitely had one of the Don't Wake Daddies.
Or, like, perfection, where if you don't get them all in the right spot, then it explodes.
It explodes all over the place. My favorite was a game called Henry. Did anybody have a Henry? It was, like, a purple handheld game with a bunch of orange buttons, and you would have to match all of the different sounds. So you... Speaking of sounds, did you guys hear that cat?
I'm coming!
What are you doing, DB? Where are you?
I don't think I've ever heard of this game. I just found it.
What game?
This is Henry.
Ugh.
I've heard the name, but I've never had it or played it.
Yeah, no, I've never seen it before.
Oh, okay.
But, like, we could do, like, a Bop It origin story, and...
I love a Bop It. Whoa! Alright, there we go, sorry.
I always associate Bop It with Ohio because my cousin in Ohio, whenever I would go visit her for the summer, we would, like, have Bop It tournaments. So I always associate that with Ohio.
Is it an Ohio thing? Is that why I love that game? I was playing it at the Walmart the other day. Just one from the shelf.
Bop It. Twist it.
Twist it.
Pull it. Boing.
It's so fun. How do we adapt a Bop It?
I don't know. We'd have to give the different pieces, like, motivations, like, inside out.
No. You know what we do? We go the Saw hostile route. We go twist it, and then it twists all your organs. Pull it. It rips your limbs off.
It sounds like a Squid Game game. Like the Squid Game.
Yeah.
That got dark really quickly.
I think we did it. I think we've got... plenty of stuff to work with. Which one do you think Michael liked the best?
I like the sorry one.
I think the sorry one, too. That was the first thing that came to my mind was,
I think Eric's on the Spice Girl one, though. I really want the Spice Girl one.
The Spice Girl one, I want to succeed because I want Kate to go to space.
I
thought you were going to say, I want to be Meatloaf.
Well, and I would like to be Meatloaf. I'll do a music number and everything.
When we post this, we need to do a poll so that, like, people can vote on the adaptation that they would most like to see.
Yes. Oh, my God. All right. I'm on it. Blue Sky, do you have polls yet? I don't know.
Does it not?
I don't know. We'll make people post in the comments. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
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 All right, I think that is everything from us. Thanks, everybody, for listening or watching.
Mine does not do that. My screen is broken.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.